I thought the statement, it was quite on point. It was obviously very personal about issues that are at a personal level to do with Morgan Tsvangirai. As a matter of fact, I felt it was quite brave for him to kind of wash his dirty linen in the open, which is, I suppose, something that is difficult for you not to do when you're a public speaker.
Some women's groups say they were unhappy with the way the Prime Minister handled this whole matter.
Our difficulty in taking such hard and fast positions is that we obviously don't know what took place between Morgan and Locadia, unless one of them decides to come clean about it in greater detail. We probably will never know the full picture. We know what has been presented by us through Nathaniel Maneru, through the Herald, the rather demure statement from the Prime Minister's office before the statement that came out yesterday had come out. In my view, the Prime Minister must have found himself a bit cornered, as his statement says. Everything was taking place very fast. He must have felt like he was watching a movie in which he plays a star role, but has absolutely no control over what is taking place. I completely, unfortunately, am behind the Prime Minister here. Some members in the women's movement may think that it's betrayal of the women's movement, but the women's movement was not put forward so that we can assist people who have been, whose relationships have ended. There are so many other worthy causes for feminists like myself to be championing than to be fighting the corner of a 39-year-old businesswoman who has resources available to her to do whatever it is that she wishes to do. What one would expect is that if one has failed in the duty to protect oneself, and finds themselves with a paramour who has become pregnant, one will step up to the plate and look after the child. That is the expectation that I would have as a feminist. But I'm not going to corner someone about who they're sleeping with and who they're not sleeping with. That's not, I don't think that's the duty of anyone.
The Prime Minister implied in his statement that one of the reasons he has had to put a stop to all this is that he believes it was a crack operation by the CIO. What can you say about this in terms of, if it is true that the CIO managed to do this, how did the CIO infiltrate, you know, the system in this way?
From the time that the MDC was formed, in fact, from about mid-2000, when an impact was made on the parliamentary elections, the MDC has been alive to the fact that the MDC is the subject and will continue to be the subject of infiltration. I don't think we've seen the worst of ZANU-PF yet. As far as the Prime Minister needing to take a stock check of whom he has around himself without having to name any names, the Prime Minister absolutely has to do that. It's one of those things where, of course, he has the right to choose his friends, his personal friends. But as far as advisors and party policy is concerned, and anything that impacts on the party and on the nation as a whole, he has to review his security arrangements. That, without a doubt, is necessary. His handlers will need to look at the people who have access to the Prime Minister. Are they the right sort of people who have access to the Prime Minister? The Prime Minister must spend some time taking stock of whether even his handlers are the correct handlers he needs to have with him at this time in future difficulties that he may encounter. I think definitely they need for that stock check to take place within the MDC.
The president has urged the media to back off and stop talking about Mr. Tsvangirai's love affairs. What do you make of these statements by the president?
Well, the damage is done, isn't it? The sting operation was well orchestrated. It's a bit, little bit too late, too little. It's the same thing we have with the violence in Harare and in Bari, where after people are laying strewn in hospitals, we now have a conference to stop violence when you've done the damage. It's a little bit too little, too late.